Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First topic at hand, I'm just going to start real quick, and I'm going to let y'all talk amongst yourselves, okay? Who has the bigger impact in hip-hop between Lil Wayne and Kendrick Lamar? For me, this is an open and shut case for me. I mean, it's kind of like next subject.
Really?
For me, it's Lil Wayne.
Okay.
It's Lil Wayne. Even though I'm more of a Kendrick Lamar fan than I am a Lil Wayne fan, but I mean that... The impact and influence of Lil Wayne is I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, 100%.
It's open and shut case.
I thought you was gonna say Kendrick.
Oh,
you know
what no, I'm no.
But
no,
but when I saw the topic, I was like, to me, it's Lil Wayne as well. Because for a couple of reasons. I think obviously Kendrick is the bigger of the two artists today. Kendrick has won a Nobel Peace Prize. No other hip hop artist has ever fucking done that, right? Kendrick has done a lot of things that no other hip hop artist has done. However, can it be recreated, or do people want to even be that, right?
And yes.
To me, who?
A lot of up and coming rappers.
Who?
Shit, name one.
You name one.
Freddie Gibbs.
He not trying to be no Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that was funny.
All these new rappers coming up, bro. They want to be Kendrick,
no,
bro.
They don't
want to be Wayne anymore.
They may not want to be Wayne, but they're inspired by who was inspired by Wayne. Young Thug, that's a Wayne baby.
Lil Baby,
that's a Wayne baby. Lil Wayne has more babies in the game than any other hip hop artist ever.
Kendrick babies are out there.
Who?
They love
Baby King.
Know.
That's it. Who else?
They own, what's the other guy? Him?
Him? What other guy?
The other guy.
The other guy? The dude that y'all just reviewed, I feel like, is a Kendrick offspring. Anime, that guy?
Amine,
whatever.
A Kendrick offspring?
I think so. But I do agree with you and B-Man. I don't think that this is even close. Not for the reasons
you agree with me, right?
I agree with you.
Nigga Spike.
And the reason
you know
is,
what I'm saying?
It ain't because, like you said, the talent.
Yeah.
Of course, we know Kendrick Lamar do what the fuck that he does. But... people seen Wayne, they seen that Best Rapper Alive, they seen the face tattoos, like everybody wanted to be that.
Also too, just to put this out there, Kendrick made a mixtape dedicated to Lil Wayne. It was that C4 joint.
He realized that shit wasn't gonna get him anywhere.
No.
And he left that shit right where
but
it was
I'm
at.
Saying, but he you could tell Kendrick's inspired by Lil Wayne.
And he left that inspiration right where it was at.
And that's cool, but look at everybody else that took the Lil Wayne torch and ran with it. Like, Lil Wayne defined an era. Like there's a mixtape era of hip-hop.
He tricked an era.
No, he did not.
He tricked an era, bro.
Because he says when Wayne was talking about the best rapper alive, he tricked
greatest
everybody
into
believing that he was the best rapper.
He did.
It's a marketing ploy, yes. I mean, T.I. did it with King of the South. Jay-Z did it. Nas did it. Like, everybody does it, though.
Yeah.
I don't take anything away from Wayne for doing it. Because, I mean, and he was living up to it.
100%.
I think at his height.
Living up to it?
Yeah.
I'll bring this, and I know you guys will dispute this. So I'm happy to throw this out here. I was just talking about it the other day. At Lil Wayne's height. Height. I'm talking about the top. Excluding Drake now, I don't think that there's ever been a rapper as hot as Wayne was when he was hot. Ever.
You don't think Kendrick Lamar right there?
Not that year when
Kendrick Lamar's not a hot rapper?
He is. But you remember that year when I think it was Vibe or XXL, they had like 94 songs listed that Wayne had just featured on. And all of them were memorable in 1 year. Not to mention the mixtapes and everything else that he did. I think, I'm not sure if it was 04 or 05.
Are we still playing all those 94 of those songs?
I have to look up the list.
Yeah, I know.
But what I will say is Kendrick Lamar, though he's had great years, he's never been that hot. I don't think any rapper's ever been as hot as Wayne was at his peak.
Nah, I agree.
Ken,
look, people, what Wayne did stylistically, right, bringing the skateboarding thing into hip hop, he made it okay. Like, he is like, hey, y'all want to do that? He made it okay to be, quote unquote, a rock star in hip hop. The tattoos. Not saying that there weren't people before him. Not saying that there's not people after him. But he's the most popular one, just like AI for the NBA. Like AI is the one with the tattoos and the style that made it popular as to why everybody, why people are so tatted up now in the league. J.R. Smith, Jordan Clarkson, like those guys, that's all from Allen Iverson. And I think Lil Wayne is the Allen Iverson of hip hop. You know, is he the greatest? No, I could probably, I can name other people greater than him. Does he have the most accolades? No, I can name a whole bunch of other rappers that have more accolades. But if we're talking impact in terms of influence, like I want to be that guy. Bro, there's not another rapper that more people wanted to become because we're seeing the babies and the offspring.
It's Kendrick. Of that.
Nah.
It is Kendrick.
Who wants to be like Kendrick? Look,
I think a lot of people are intimidated by Kendrick. They know they can't do that.
Logic ain't trying to be Kendrick.
Ain't nobody trying to. Who else? This is a great piece of art, but nobody's trying to make To Pimp a Butterfly.
Exactly.
Nobody's trying to make that.
That's probably because they're trying, but they can't.
They know they can't do it.
Kendrick. I can't believe this.
So you feel like Kendrick.
I think Kendrick's impact is here now, and I think it is well on his way even more.
Taking away, I'm serious, Ken. Taking away the fandom, like, cause I like I said, I'm more of a fan of Kendrick Lamar than I am Lil Wayne, but it's right there.
Are we analyzing Kendrick Lil Wayne's music in colleges?
I mean, no, a lot of artists.
No, but no, they're dissecting his stuff.
But it doesn't mean that.
That means he's in the discourse of conversation. He's adding some weight and some legitimacy to hip hop on a level that Lil Wayne never did.
Okay, Ken.
100%.
Ken coming hot. He coming in hot tonight.
I'm not disagreeing. You're 100% right. But again, a lot of these kids don't look at Kendrick and be like, I want to be Kendrick. Like, I think that Kendrick is cool. Like, Kendrick, for the mass public, is not somebody that you're trying to be like. You're just beholden of him being like, man, that dude is so great. Like, that's cool.
Damn. Remember Control?
You going to let him talk to you
like everybody that? Tried to be like Kendrick after Control dropped.
Everybody,
he shook up the whole, Wayne ain't did that. Wayne ain't ever shook up the whole industry. Yeah, Wayne was fucking up the whole goddamn industry.
When he was taking people's beats.
Yeah.
Like Wayne took a couple of people's songs. That Mike Jones song, this ain't saying a lot, but he ended Mike Jones' career with no diss.
Mike Jones ended his career.
Now, when he came out with that Down for My Niggas or whatever that Wayne did when he took his beat on that dedication, we never heard from Mike Jones again.
We ever heard from Mike Jones again because Mike Jones just wasn't good enough to be heard from again.
You gonna let him talk to you like that?
No. And I bet Mike Jones would have tried to do the Control shit. Everybody tried to do the Control shit. Kendrick came around and did all that shit, bro. He shut the whole league down. He took this man's song, kind of similar to what you're saying, but he took another man's song and just made him irrelevant. Everybody tried to drop a Control. I ain't seen Lil Wayne do some shit like that. All he did was tell everybody he was good. He was just good.
He started singing too. A lot of people started singing after Wayne started singing. After they realized, oh, I ain't even got to know how to sing. I can just do some reg. Like
Lil Wayne started singing.
Flames. Y'all remember the mixtape, the Prostitute Flames and on Rebirth.
Nobody listens to Rebirth.
Nobody listens, but
Ken. Nobody cares about Rebirth.
If there was
not even the white kids care about that shit.
If there was no Rebirth, there is no Young Thug. If there's no Lil Wayne, there's no Fetty Wap. There's no Future.
We would have been fine without Fetty Wap.
Juice WRLD.
That's cool.
That's a problem. Lil Wayne never should have gave us Fetty Wap.
At the end of the day, Lil Wayne was the rapper that ever that
is Lil Wayne critically acclaimed?
Yes.
Nope.
What do you mean? No. Yes, he is.
For who?
Everybody.
This man fell off a cliff.
No, but the Carter series is critically acclaimed.
Who's one? He don't have more classic albums than Kendrick.
That's not the topic of conversation.
Look, Kendrick Lamar made political, social commentary music cool again in the mainstream. It was him that Wayne wasn't doing that. Wayne was killing us. Wayne was doing us more harm. Wayne was the one having people running around here shooting up the clubs and shit like that. Kendrick was trying to heal us all and fight against white people.
And that's part of the problem. Most people felt like they weren't as smart as Kendrick Lamar. So they said, oh, we'll let you have the social commentary because you're great at it. I'm going to go over here and act like an idiot like Wayne has done. You got way more idiots than you got social commentary.
We don't need that shit.
I'm just saying it's the influence in general.
So to wrap it up, So real quick, FIFO, you say Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
You say Lil Wayne. Ken, you still sticking with
Kendrick? It's Kendrick Lamar. He's influencing a group of people now and a group of people to come to make more socially conscious music. And y'all gonna see.
Okay.
Y'all gonna see. We're gonna be here 10 years later.
Give me two Kendrick babies.
Him and that other guy.
Who's he him? And
the, I know. Ken's so slick. No, Ken's slick. That's all. He just keeps saying.
Lil' King, man.
He's not naming nobody on purpose. That's Ken being slick, y'all. You should know that by now.